Now for our first feature. David James of the Evening News has written about the dismantling, brick by brick, of the iconic chimney which was on the old Bullard's Anchor Brewery site. The feature is read by Tim Edwards.
It was 35 years ago when a symbol of Norwich's proud industrial heritage came tumbling to the ground. The landmark chimney at Bullard's Anchor Brewery was destroyed. Back in 1982, we wrote, Bullard's chimney, which is being dismantled brick by brick prior to the £2 million redevelopment of the site, is of undoubted emotional and architectural interest. Its demolition was approved with hesitation and some regret. It was described in a report to Norwich City Council as being the best surviving example of an industrial chimney in Norwich, but it didn't save it. Today there is a panel in a wall which was rescued from the fine chimney with an anchor which says Bullard and Sons Brewery, 1868. The story of the legendary brewery starts back in 1837 when Richard Bullard and James Watts founded the Anchor Brewery near St. Miles's Bridge in the city. The partnership only lasted 10 years, but Richard carried on running and expanding the business. In 1886, a new brewery was built on the same site next to the River Wensum. Slowly but surely, the Coslaney Street site grew bigger and bigger. His son Harry, he became Sir Harry, was one of the best known men in Norwich and Norfolk. He took over with his brothers Charlie and Fred. In the 1890s, Bullard's was a big operation employing many people and running well over 400 public houses. A large well was dug under the brewery, pumping thousands of gallons of water, giving the beer a unique flavour, and the cellars were big enough to house 6,000 barrels. Sir Harry died in 1903, and other family members took over, and a century ago had 133 tied houses in Norwich, more than its nearest rival, Stewart and Patterson. In the 1950s, the brewery was extended and Bullard's bought Young's, Crawshay and Young's Brewery in King Street. In the 60s, John Morse of S&P and Gerald Bullard got together to buy Morgan's. We were largely interested in the properties, said Gerald. There were about 400 of them, mainly in Norfolk and Norwich, and they were shared out one morning between us. We cut cards to see who should have first pick, he said. The men then decided to sell Morgan's to Watney Mann, giving them a foothold in Norfolk, which they grabbed. They took over Bullard's, and in 1966 it was announced that brewing would be coming to an end at Anchor Brewery. In the 1970s, the site was left to decay before it was redeveloped. While the chimney went, at least the building was saved, and today Anchor Quay is a fine place to live.